So hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Saturdays Are for Skyrocketing on the Erica Glessing Show. I'm undergoing a massive transformation. I feel like I've done this a few times before. Like I've been around the block a few times, right? And when there's a big up level going on, it's quite disruptive. There's a lot of dust. Have you ever noticed in construction sites there's a lot of dust? So when you're in the midst of a massive transformation or an up level, it's a bit disconcerting, would be one way to put it. And essentially what happens is you come to an awareness that there's more that you haven't been asking for, and there's more that you haven't been receiving. And it's not really like anything's particularly horrible about anything. It's more like there are oceans I didn't see, right? I remember this one story from when my kids were in elementary school, and I took an orange and I put pictures on each side of it, and I showed different kids. I had three kids. I showed different kids different bits of it, and they were all arguing like, "Hey, this orange has a lot of right words on it," and then, "Hey, this orange has a lot of spots on it," and, "Hey, this orange has a lot of stripes on it." And basically it was the same orange, but I only let them see little bits of it. And I kind of perceive that when we up level, we are suddenly seeing parts of the orange that we weren't either allowing ourselves to see, or it was too much work to see. And then there's another coach. Oh gosh, these were the most amazing coaches. Mike Stott was his name, and he's a real estate coach. And he coached me, oh gosh, for 6 months. And what he talked about, and it's just kind of a vague memory because this was like in 2004, but it had to do with being on a track when you're on a Jeep and you're driving, and you've driven this road a lot, and so it's pretty rutted, and your Jeep knows exactly what to do. You leave the door, you get in your Jeep, and then you go on your track. And because it's rained and dried and rained and dried, and now your track is so rutted, and your Jeep is so comfortable on this rutted track because it knows exactly what to do, it knows exactly where to go. It can almost go into autopilot. It's so easy. And then suddenly, you bump off the track and you're like, "I want to go somewhere new." And your Jeep's like, "I don't know how to go somewhere new. I don't want to do that." And you're like, "Yeah, but look, I found this new place. I want to go check it out." And now the road isn't rutted. And that's kind of what my life feels like today. So big shout out to the work of Chris Kenny and Julie Cabezas. They held a 5-day big ticket challenge October 9th to October, I don't know, 17th. And it was really interesting because I so rarely participate in any kind of daily program anymore in my life. It's so full of podcasting and interviews and writing, and I have commitments and assignments, and I have, my kids are grown except for one. She's not. And we're having some challenges. So everyday life is pretty full. Plus, there's all these horses I live with that are super encouraging of my attention. So I took some time to listen to their work and to listen to the clients' testimonials. And what happened for me, and I'll just share this with you because you're my audience and I can, is the cheapest thinking about getting off the road and going somewhere new. And it's so funny now because I didn't just jump off the road and go somewhere new. I sat there and I thought about So maybe I'll just turn this over to you now and ask you to have a little introspection and ask yourself, what would up-leveling look like in my life? Is there somewhere you'd like to go that you have not been? Is there somewhere or some way you'd like to change how you do things, right? What's your seven-figure self? What are the things that keep you up at night when the income is all flowing in, right? What are the things that you look at improving when you're already, when you've already hit so many of the things you came here on the planet to do? And I guess what I'm being shown is that there are still those who would benefit if my light shines brighter. Okay, so I'm gonna say it again. There are those who will benefit when your light shines brighter, when you do more to help others on the planet. Whew, yeah. And that's really the upward journey that I'm on right now. So I'm looking for amazing guests for this show. If you know someone who you'd love to have on the show, I go ahead and send me a quick note. It's happypublishing@gmail.com. I'm really looking for guests who will wake us up to our own brilliance, who will help us rediscover that which is, that which we are, that which we cannot not be, that gift that we have for the planet that has been sitting under the dirt. Maybe we lived with someone who was mean to us and we need to break free from that. I was speaking for my own dang self, right? One of my other teachers, oh man, he was so good. His name is Steve. I'll try to think of his last name. Sadlier. He taught meditation and he said, like, that which you are seeking is seeking you. That which you are seeking is seeking you. So as you shift into a higher degree of consciousness and a higher degree of awareness, as you reach out to people that you might be nervous to reach out to and invite them on the show, oh my gosh, I have some amazing guests lined up. I have lined up, seriously, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 new guests are coming on the show in the next couple of weeks. They're just amazing. I'm stunned with their beauty and I'm so excited to interview them and see what they can bring to our collective consciousness on the planet at this time, because clearly the planet is calling for it. So as you look at skyrocketing and expanding and exponential expansion, shifting into all that you are, shifting into your beauty, just know that you're not alone. You're not on this alone. You've got others you can reach out to and hold hands with and join forces with. And I just want to encourage you at this moment, whatever you are, to just reach a little bit more, just reach a little bit taller, just reach a little bit further. One thing that's fun, you can go and find podcast episodes of people that turn you up and turn you on, and you can share them with others on your social. It can be as simple as that. I built this one thing, and I'll just share it with you. It's now got 60,000, 55,000 fans, something like that. It's called Facebook.com/happiness quotation. Heck of it was I put reels up there of people like Oprah and really inspirational women, and it's almost all women. I'm pretty sure I didn't put any inspirational guys up there. Sorry, guys. And so you can go there, facebook.com/happiness quotations, and look at those reels and just get a jolt of something that might light you up today. And really, I just encourage you to stand in your own light and be solid in your own gifts. And then one last thing that I always do to shift upwards is to list gratitudes. List gratitudes. Because you can't be in expansion and contraction at the same time. So when you're in expansion, you're listing your gratitudes and you're grateful for your toes and you're grateful for your nose and you're grateful for, I'm grateful for you for listening to me. And you're grateful for your friends and you're grateful for your kitties and you're grateful for, your chair that you're sitting in. And it doesn't have to be huge, overwhelming successes. You can be grateful for little, tiny, little nudges in the direction that you've been seeking. That awesome. Awesome. So if you've been thinking about starting your own podcast, I've got some gifts over at iconicpodcasts.com. One of the gifts I'm building right now, should be ready in a few days, is the list of the 40 outlets where you can submit your podcast once you have one. And this will allow your podcast to be heard on Amazon Music and Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. And the big player in the house that stepped up, Spotify. And of course, you can hear this show on all those places. And I encourage you to share this show with one friend today. Please share the show with one friend. Just one, pick one friend and say, you know what? I wonder if you've been needing to hear this. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This is Erica Glessing on a skyrocketing Saturday. Tomorrow, I am airing Matt Kahn, Whatever Arises, Love That. Monday. Monday, it's another one of my mentors, Travis Sago, and he's just brilliant. He's one of my friend's husbands. And oh my gosh, I adore his work. It's a More Money Monday. And yeah, so keep coming back. Thanks.